Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ever heard of WIP radio?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The TV show?
No, it's a big radio, sports radio in Philadelphia.
The callers on that show are something
brutal.
Else. Yep.
We lost to the 49ers in the playoff game, like 20-0 or 20-3. I was offensive coordinator, and I was listening. Caller calls in and says, Jack Gruden, the guy's an idiot. He says, if the guy's IQ is 1 point less, he'd be a plant. He's a f***ing idiot. I'm driving down the car, I got tears in my eyes. I'm
like, laughing, yeah.
Oh, my God. You go out, you know, you're warming up, we're playing the Rams, it's windy. We get out there early with Jay Fiedler and Randall Cunningham and Rodney Pete, we're throwing. This guy's up there and he's going, hey, Gruden! And all the players can hear because it's not, nobody's there yet. Hey, Gruden! Hey, Gruden! He keeps going, hey, Gruden! Finally, I turn around, he's like, you suck! The players all fucking lie. Yeah. That was a tough place, man.
The voice of John Gruden, who's now with Barstool Sports. He was live last night. A little shout out to you, the WIP caller and listener. I love that take, by the way. If his IQ was 1 point lower, he'd be a plant.
Yeah, callers can be brutal, man. I mean, you know, it's funny because we were at the tailgate last night, and, you know, a lot of them were yelling at some of us, and, you know, they were some of them were yelling some colorful things. So, yeah, it's I look at it like a rite of passage. I mean, it is what it is when you're here in Philadelphia.
Well, I love that he still has the memory. That was in 1995.
Because
I mean,
it hurt. It stung.
That was 30 years ago.
Joe, he felt that in his spirit. When you remember stuff like that from random people, that means they really hit a nerve.
I hope the person out there who called WIP in 1995 and said that if his IQ was 1 point lower, he'd be a plant, remembers it and feels pride right now hearing this.
He probably does. I would not be surprised. Because it's something, especially when you talk about, it was some people at the game last night that were hella saucy. And I'm glad that you guys made it home. And most of the time when I saw guys like that, they had a significant other with them that looked like they were like sober. It was one guy that was standing out there yelling at Elliot. Dog, he had two tall boys and he was two-fisting them, both of them. And she's sitting there looking. And you could tell, you know how you can tell when somebody's really faded because they have that glossed over look.
Oh, yeah.
And their cheeks are like bright red.
Yeah.
Because you was like, he been pounding beers all day. Mm-hmm. And he, I was like, damn, is he going to make it through the game? And he had his significant other with him, and she kind of was leading him around by the hand. But he yelling and screaming at Elliot. And I just thought that was funny. I was like, that's Philadelphia in a nutshell. On a Thursday night, Thursday night football. And everybody's probably not going to work today, and they're enjoying themselves, getting ready for a long weekend.
Well, you mentioned rite of passage. That sounds like one to me. You have a few tall boys screaming at Elliott Shore Park.
Tall boy, but two of them, though, Joe. You two-fisted both of them. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, you're favoring one over the other. So I'm wondering which can has more fluid in it, or more liquid in it than the other one.
You think you try to even it out, or you go all left
I'm
and all right?
Evening it out is a move.
Yeah.
First of all, if I'm drinking two tall boys.
Yeah.
You got to kind of drink both of them, like, evenly, I would think.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Because you don't want to try to, you get one and then you won't get the, yeah, so you, yeah.
Well, you don't want the one to
get warm.
Warm,
right? Yeah,
exactly.
Of course.
I don't think, you got to
be smart about this.
Listen, at that point, I'm pretty sure it didn't matter if he was drinking warm beer.
I don't think he knew.
He was cool with either way.
But he was letting Elliot hear it. That's what he was doing.
Yes, he was.
All right, 215-592-9494. We're back to the phone lines here. First, a little check in our Twitter question. We'll get to guess the takes as well for week 11 in the NFL. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Our last time we checked in, you know, there was a lot of people out there who still had, you know, some level of doubt, and that doubt hasn't changed. So did last night's win erase all doubt for you about this Eagles team? I thought we'd have more than 50% on yes. I thought the optimistic view, the excited view, that they beat the Commanders view, the defense, all that would be there in Saquon. But 60% are saying no. 60% still have some doubt on this football team, and I can only guess.
Who could that be about?
I would guess it would be the quarterback who didn't do much in the first half.
Sound about right. That sound about right. And I know a lot of people out there probably say, well, that's not fair. Hey, man, life ain't fair.
You know, you can tell a lot about how people, like, actually feel about Jalen by some of those poll results. Like that one, remember the one, the afternoon show did it not too long ago.
What's the best way to, like, ease the workload on Saquon,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And everyone said, give it to Kenny Gainwell.
Instead of throw the ball to Jalen.
Well, I
would have voted Jalen, but yeah. Kenny Gainwell did 10 yards of carry last night.
Stop.
Every time I try to give Kenny Gainwell a little bit of props on this show, I get shut down. Just, he's a, not a bad backup running back. Can we say that?
We could do better.
At that price,
no, there's
probably
no,
not.
We could do better than
price,
Kenny Gainwell.
At that price, he's cheap.
We could do better.
All right. That's there's your Kenny Gainwell content for the day. Matt and Broomall. What's up, Matt?
Matt.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, Matt?
So I think the Twitter poll was kind of the perfect segue to how I'm feeling. I mean, it's hard not to feel great about the Birds. I think that they truly do have, like, a really good team. Everyone's kind of having career years. Like, you look at guys like Bond. The two rookies are coming on. Jalen Carter's turning into a beast. But I think, like, if you're watching the Eagles play and you don't think Jalen Hurts is somewhat of a problem or you're not nervous about him, I think you're kind of delusional at this point. I mean, if you look at his stats are, he's having a pretty solid statistical season, but when you're really watching the games, he's kind of killing them in a lot of fronts, especially early on. He's continually to miss guys wide open. He bails out right. He leaves the pocket too early or he stays in too long. Like, does he ever throw guys open or have any anticipation on routes? It's always just finding guys who are wide open. Like, I just don't know how you could watch the team and think he's not somewhat of an issue.
Yeah, the one pushback I would give, the one thing I think he does do well is the deep ball down the sideline. I think he has a really good knack at that and touch on it, and he drops it in the right spot. But other than that, everything you said, I tend to agree with, right? Especially the crosser shoe, doesn't it feel like he waits till the guy's wide open?
A little bit, yeah. He doesn't put the ball in harm's way. That's probably the knock. The route is open a lot sooner than when he's throwing the football.
But sometimes, Matt, I think, to your point, if he saw it quicker and he got rid of it, those sacks wouldn't happen, right? And he wouldn't have to bail the pocket and run away from pressure because the ball would be out of his hands. It just feels like, I don't know, he just feels like sometimes he's a tick slow on everything and it impacts the play.
Yeah, I think there was a play last night where he rolled out right and threw it to Devontae on the sideline, and it looked as if it was a Devontae drop, and Devontae would tell you he has to catch it and he should have caught it, but the play was, he was wide open 3 seconds before that, and if Jalen just stayed in the pocket and delivered it, it would have been an easy completion, but he rolled out right and got it there late. So just little things like that are just killing momentum and killing us getting first down.
Yeah, you know, when you said that, I remember the play, and it's almost like in baseball, like when they turn the double play, if you put it on him perfectly,
he can turn it.
He could turn it, but if you throw it a little bit off, it throws the whole thing off. That's what that felt to me last night. Matt, there was also another one. Remember the play where he got sacked on it? Devontae was coming across, and he just didn't see him. And if he threw it, yep, he's wide open. Instead, he tries to run, and he just gets sacked.
Yeah, I think it was like 3rd and 5. It was a crosser. Would have probably picked up 20 yards, but Jalen couldn't get it to him.
Yeah, and look, they got, and Matt, it's a good phone call, but they have 2 months to get Jalen to just
be a
tick better.
You got time. And it's one of those things where it's okay to critique his game, but to the caller's point, he is playing decent this year. He's playing decent. We just want him to play a little bit better. That's it.
Yeah, I don't think anyone has anyone come on and said he's played bad or he's terrible or he's a bottom 10 quarterback. No one says that. It's just the hope that he could play a little bit better.
That's it.
And again, we keep saying this because I think it's so true. Not every game's going to be this way where they can run the ball this much. And like they didn't get anything in the running game for real until the fourth quarter. If they're down 14 points, do you think Kellen Moore's going to run the ball as much as he did last night? No way.
You got to throw it.
You can't. It's like the Saquon thing. And then he's played great. But this is part of why, like, his impact, he needs other things. Everything's got to go well for Saquon to be able to run that much like that and close it like that. If they're down 14 points, he's the same great player and his impact would be minimized. Like, that's why the defense and Saquon together has become a special thing.
I don't have much faith that the Eagles team can win in a shootout. Not that I think they'll be in that position often because the defense is legitimately really good. But, I mean, say you do get into one of those games where you fall. Like, say the defense breaks in a similar fashion to the way they did in the Bucs game. And they go down 14-0 in the beginning of the game because the offense, let's be honest, the offense in the first quarter stinks. Like, it struggles. So the defense, the reason that they're still in these games after poor starts by the offense, if the defense lets up a touchdown or two, how do they look? How does Jalen look? I don't have much faith that they can win a game that way.
Let me give you an example, too. I think you're talking about Kyle. Just go back to last year's Super Bowl. I don't think Brock Purdy played poorly, but he couldn't beat Mahomes when the game got higher scoring at the end.
And they didn't cash in enough
right
on their opportunities early. They were only up 10-0 when the Chiefs' offense started badly.
Like, you look at Purdy's numbers, it's kind of the way we talk about Hurts. I'm talking about the Super Bowl last year. He played fine, right? Purdy was not bad in the Super Bowl. In fact, his numbers were decent. But he couldn't, like, elevate to the next level and beat Mahomes. And to win the Super Bowl,
you're probably going to have to do that.
They're probably going to have to beat Mahomes. I mean, and I know the Chiefs' offense isn't that good, but didn't we say this last year? And then the playoffs rolled around. Let's just be real. It's probably going to be Mahomes on the other side, right?
Yeah.
So
it probably is.
So we have to look at it through the prism of, can you beat Patrick Mahomes in the biggest spot? I think that's the whole thing with the Eagles right now. Let's talk to Ryan. Ryan's in Georgia. I think he wants us to pick him up on the way on the bus. Ryan, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys? How you doing today?
What's up, Ryan?
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah, well, first off, before I get into the Eagles, you're right about those Buckies. There's one in Carolina, one in Georgia. The one in Carolina is going to be the one on your path. That's one off 95. The one in Georgia is closer to me.
It's Canton. It's like Canton. It's Canton, Georgia, right? Is it close to Canton?
No, it's Florence. In Georgia?
Yeah.
It's Macon, Warner Robins.
Oh, you're talking. Oh, it's one in Macon, Georgia?
Yeah, there's one in Macon off 75.
No, it's one past the. It's also one past Turner Field. Was it? That's not Turner Field anymore. What do they call it? Truist
Park.
Park.
Yeah,
in Atlanta. It's one past that way too. Past Canton, I think it's Canton, Georgia. So where you live? You live in Warner Robins.
No, I live down further south. I live in a small town called Valdosta.
Valdosta, I know Valdosta State. I know Valdosta. That's kind of out of the way, though, Ryan. What you want?
Maybe
what you
maybe you meet up with us,
I'll
Ryan.
I'll meet you at Buc-ee's.
He'll be at Buc-ee's. Okay.
But that ain't the one we're not gonna be at the one at Warner Robins, though. We're gonna be at the one.
No, I'll go all the way, dude. I'm all in on this team right now. With the way this defense is playing, I'm all in. I'm getting down to New Orleans with you.
You know, I haven't thought about this possibility that we start off here with who knows, like maybe 35, 40 people, and we pick people up along the way.
If I'm not mistaken, the one you're talking about, that's kind of like going on the way to Savannah. Right? That's like going to Carolinas, like South Carolina, right?
Well, there's one in South Carolina, yeah.
No, I'm talking about like going towards Florida. That the one you're talking about is going towards Florida, right? If I was coming from Georgia.
Coming from
Atlanta. Yeah, that's kind of out of the way,
Joe. Through Florida.
Yeah.
So just, Ryan, when we pick you up, just hold a sign up, Filthy 50, and we'll know you're the guy.
Yeah, we know who it is.
Yeah, we'll pick
you
up.
You got it, guys.
Ryan, what are you thinking on the team right now?
I mean, I'm a pretty young guy. I was in like elementary school when Dawkins was playing. But, man, in my lifetime, I think I've maybe seen us with a good secondary once, maybe twice, ever. And this year, man, we look something special. I mean, locking down receivers, nobody's catching the ball. I was talking to somebody yesterday. They had, like, Terry McLaurin in fantasy. I'm like, no, bench him. He's not going to do anything tonight. Not with Cooper DeJean and Quinion Mitchell on him.
What's so incredible?
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ryan, it's not, you know, sometimes guys have up and down games, right? You'll have 80 yards and you'll have 25 or 30 or 40 and it all evens out. Ryan, the craziest part is until the end and with obviously with Mitchell on during those snaps, they didn't even throw to him. He's their best weapon. And Jaden Daniels knows it. Cliff Kingsbury knows it. They want to get him the ball. That tells me Mitchell had him so locked down they couldn't even look over there.
No, I mean, if you see the highlights of it, he's all over him.
Yeah.
Not even a question. And the they got very lucky that DeGene was called on that penalty, because otherwise DeGene would have had a perfect night.
Yeah, that was a weird penalty. It was the one where it was the kind of the hold there, and you didn't even on the broadcast. And Ryan, we appreciate it. And we'll see you on our trip down to Georgia or through Georgia to Louisiana. Hugh, I didn't get the refs had a weird night last night. I would call it actually they were subpar. They missed a couple things on the face masks on the Commanders.
Yeah, I think people were yelling and screaming about that too.
Yeah, and then they called that one on DeGene. I mean, I guess letter of the law, he did kind of pull his jersey, but it seemed like it had no impact. You know, when the jersey stretches and it's like it doesn't even. It didn't seem like it impeded the receiver running at all, but they called it.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. But, you know, it was, like you said, last night there was a few calls that the refs missed. So it was just a bad night for the refs last night.
I thought they stunk. I mean, the couple of the face masks that was it on Hurts? I think Hurts was
face mask. They missed one. They missed a big one.
Well, they missed a second one. Didn't they miss the one where the finger got hooked in?
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking about. And the people, in the crowd were upset.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. But there was
it was Smitty. Wasn't it Smitty?
I don't know.
When he caught a pass and they raked across his face.
I remember the crowd
mask.
Popping off when they saw the
I
replay.
Think it was Smitty.
So also the play where Jalen got banged up, they had his face mask on that. The one where his face got slammed to the ground.
Yep.
Yeah, I think they had a bad night. Let's go to Violet, and then we got to play a little guess the takes for week 11. Violet's in Virginia. Hey, Violet.
Hey, guys. Are you going to pick me up? Oh, boy.
Sure. Hugh, you got to get the addresses to your brother, the driver, to pick all these people up.
Yeah. Okay. We'll figure it out. You got to kind of meet us on the highway. We don't like to deviate. And we don't kind of deviate from
that. I just want to chime in. I mean, I'm really super excited. This defense is just blowing me away. I cannot believe how far they've come in such a short amount of time. Jalen, I mean, I was a little, you know, I was nervous, and I was saying some not so nice things at the beginning of the game. But, you know, hey, he turned it around. He played a great second half. I was really concerned about his health because I really do think that he got banged up more than he wanted to let on. I wanted to ask a question. So about Jake Elliott, and I don't know if this plays into it, and I know they practice all the time, but don't you think that practice and real life game is like two totally different things? And I mean, I don't really like he really didn't have to kick much lately, and I wonder if that
he kicked like 250 times on the
so Violet, I agree with you. There is a big difference between the practice field and then the actual game when the pressure's on, right? Like these kickers in practice they spend 2 hours, right? Who knows how many times he's kicking and technique and all that. It is different, Violet. I thought that particularly the Jaguars game where they didn't use him the whole time and then they rolled him out there at the end. I think that's kind of challenging.
Oh my god! And it was like what a 50 something. I'm like really.
Yeah. I think it's fair to point that out. Now it's still his job, like to make them when they call on him. But I think it's fair. And Violet, we will. Yeah, we got to get this right. And we appreciate the call, Hugh. We're gonna have to give all the addresses to your brother who's driving the bus, and then we got to navigate.
Yeah, I think the best thing to do is just meet us at like a local spot because it might, you know, driving into people's neighborhoods with a bus with a bunch of individuals that look like, you know. I don't know what we're going to look like, but we're going to be a motley crew of individuals. So I suggest we meet in like a localized place so we can just, you know.
You're trying to keep this thing simple?
Yeah, as possible. Close to the highway so we don't have to go too far.
Now, when we create the waiver for people to sign before this bus, are the three of us creating this waiver or is this is corporate's going
to
take care of this?
I think corporate has to do this because I'm pretty sure when it comes to the language, it's going to be things that I'm going to forget. So we need somebody that writes ironclad, you know.
Above our pay grade type of things?
Yes, definitely above our
pay grade. All right, before we go back to the phone lines to finish the show before the afternoon show, can we do a little guess the takes for week 11?
Yes.
It's time to guess the takes.
Yes. You go first because you're so excited.
A little excited over
there. I'm a little excited. I jumped the gun and everything. My take this weekend is that the Kansas City Chiefs are legit threatenments. They're legit threatenments to be three-peaters. Three-peaters.
How about undefeated?
Yeah.
How about like an undefeated season? If they win this game, the path to being undefeated is like right there.
Yeah, it is. Three-peaters.
First team ever.
Three-peaters.
How about this? Are you ready for a crazy thing I heard earlier this week? So you know how Netflix has games on Christmas?
Yes.
So they're on the path to having the most consecutive wins at any point in NFL history. Just like you add up the playoffs and the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
They would break the record on Christmas Day on Netflix which obviously would you do a gigantic audience. But like that would be NFL history, Netflix for the most consecutive wins in pro football history.
Wow, and that'd be another feather in their cap because they got the fight tonight, don't they?
Yeah. Yes, they do.
Netflix
Jake Paul and Mike
winning.
Tyson.
Yeah.
So this is kind of a side thing, and I guess less of a take, more of a prediction. Doesn't it? I think the Bills win Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling this could be the year, similar to Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, where Peyton sneaks in and gets one Super Bowl.
Something like the 06 Bill, yeah. 06
yep.
Colts.
And this is the year Allen does it.
Well, if anyone's going to do it in the AFC, it feels like it's them. I know that people love the Ravens. I don't buy their defense. All right, so what's your take? What's your guess to take, Kyle?
I believe the Lions are going to beat Jacksonville. I don't think it's going to look as good as the spread makes it out to be. Like I think they're minus 14.
Yeah,
shaky win. People on TV the next day are saying, I think the Lions might have peaked a little bit too early.
Oh, yeah, that one's coming. I could see that. All right, so Lions win, but it's not as dynamic as maybe people would have assumed. All right, here's my take. When the Jets lose to the Colts, they'll fall to 3-8. The take on Monday is going to be Aaron Rodgers is having the saddest ending to any great quarterback's career ever. You go through the greats, like top 10 guys, right? Elway went out with back-to-back Super Bowls. Joe Montana took the Chiefs to the title game. Even Brett Favre had that run with
Minnesota.
They went to the title game. You know, a couple guys went out with injury, like Steve Young, but the 2 years prior to that, he was still an all-pro. Like, you don't see this to where, I mean, look at Tom Brady, right? He went to Tampa, won a Super Bowl, back to the playoffs. This is a sad ending. If he goes out with an injury last year and then, like, a 4-13 season, this is embarrassing.
I look at it more so it couldn't happen to a better guy.
Even Marino, right? He went to the playoffs this last year. Like usually the great quarterbacks just get knocked out of the playoffs or like 500. His team stinks.
Look, not everybody's career ends gracefully.
Does she do anything for us?
I'm just saying.
You got to come back
to
here.
Yeah, I got to come back. I think I did. I think I got a win.
Yeah, and then he fought our best player.
I got hurt, but then I got, I went to the Super Bowl.
Whole thing with T.O.
That was more of a WIP thing than it was a...
You're blaming WIP.
Classic player blaming WIP for the problems.
You know what? If you want to be honest, I blame Angelo Cataldi. That was his fault.
I like that, actually.
No, it was Angelo's fault. He knew it because he was sitting there talking bad about T.O. and I didn't defend him.
You believe this? Once a player, always a player.
Defend him, but it was Angelo's fault. It was definitely Angelo's fault.
I thought you were a radio host.
I am now, but back then I was straddling the fence.
Well, that was the problem. That was the real problem.
You waffled too much.
I was straddling the fence. I was the waffler.
Yeah, that was one of those things that wasn't going to last very long. The way you had it going.
You got to pick a side, Douglas. Pick a side.
And here you are, all these years later. All right, let's go to Rick, who's up next on WIP. Hey, Rick.
Hey, how's it going?
What's
good,
up, Rick.
Just shout out to you, Hugh. I moved down here in 08 and, was really missing home. Had to watch the Super Bowl win on television with other people, not Philly fans.
Mm-hmm.
Then I turn on the radio one day and I hear a familiar voice. I say, oh, that's my man, Hugh. So we really appreciated you when you were down here, but you're back home where you belong. So just wanted to say shout out to you.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for listening when I was in Atlanta. Thank you so much. And thank you for listening now.
No, definitely. So I just wanted to, I kind of echo your sentiments about, man, we gave Jalen a whole lot of time before we went in on him today. But I will say this, as I was sitting on hold, I was thinking about it. So let's deal with reality. You know, one of your callers said, if you want to act like these things aren't a problem, then you're delusional. So, so let's deal in the facts. Yes, there are some things to clean up. Yes, there's some problems. There's some issues. They have a little bit of time. Okay. So we can agree to that.
Yep.
But let's also deal with the fact that what did Jalen look like when he was in the second year of the under the same coordinator?
He looked great.
What did he look
like? He looked great.
He looked great. So now, Hugh,
yes.
You've been in the locker room with guys. Change. They don't all process it at the same rate, do they?
Not really, no.
Okay, so maybe this guy just takes a little bit longer to process. I'm not saying the 2 year mark is what we got to wait for, but maybe that's just what we're seeing. When they were 2-2, I tell you, my heart was skipping beats, man. I'm like, oh my God. And then I had said, wait a minute, new coordinators, new system, new pieces. Give them a second. We see the defense, it's clicking.
But you know what, Rick? Look at it, not to cut you off, but look at it like this, because this is kind of how I look at it. I don't know what it is. But Jalen's kind of been on a roller coaster because 1 week he looks good,
mm-hmm.
and then he regresses a little bit. So I hear what you're saying about the offensive coordinator, but he's had weeks where he looks comfortable in offense, and then he has weeks where he doesn't look so comfortable. So I hear what you're saying, but I don't know if I can subscribe to that when it comes to him in that, because, you know, like I said, he's had weeks where it looks like he's comfortable in offense, and then it looks like he regresses at times. So, you know, and the defense on the flip side, they're in the same boat, and they're steadily on the incline.
Yep.
So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. That's just kind of how
I
look at it.
Ben, Rick, I think it's a fair point, and I think his career has borne that out, that it takes him a little while with new quarterbacks. And, Rick, we appreciate the call. Appreciate listening. I'll say this. Two things could be true at once. Is there a real chance that Jalen plays his best football under Kellen Moore next year, assuming this whole operation is still together next year? That is definitely possible.
Mm-hmm.
But we're trying to win the Super Bowl this year. You know what I mean? It's almost like the sun will come out tomorrow type of thing. It's raining today. Like, I got to go outside today and it's pouring. I know the sun will come out tomorrow. I'm sure Jalen's got a very good career, but I think it's okay to focus on the now, because we're trying. I think we got the pieces, Hugh, to go do something this year. That's the whole point,
and
right?
I think that was the whole point all season long. You know, you talk about all these pieces we got. We got the quarterback.
Yep.
He got paid. So I think that the standard is high. And so when people think about that, they just want to feel good about it.
So before we go, we're going to hand over to the afternoon show as they get to react to a big win last night and an 8-2 Eagles team. Hugh, before we go, we got a big weekend of football. We get to relax because the Eagles are in the books, but we got a fight on Netflix tonight. Jake Paul, Mike Tyson, Hugh Douglas. Who's your pick?
You know what? I'm old school, and I'm a big Mike Tyson fan growing up. I had a chance to meet him many, many years ago, even though I know that Jake Paul is the young Thundercat. And it's something to be said about having youth on your side.
But you're going with Tyson, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, man, that old man strength, man. Tyson can't make it. He can't make it a long, drawn-out fight. He has to make it quick. So
I'm talking.
No long talking. Just go in there and take care of business. Mike Tyson.
I like it. Old man strength.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.